Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Man, I thought of a story this morning that I wanted to start the podcast off with, that I couldn't remember if I had shared with you guys before or not, and I can't think of what it is now. I'm so annoyed.
See, we're getting the podcast off on the most riveting foot.
Like, yeah.
We're getting it
just
started
know
with
that the story I had was going to be so great and funny.
You know, Melissa, I know your birthday was a little bit ago. I had this idea for a gift, but I forgot it. I will say, one of the best ideas I've ever had, so just take that with you.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. That sucked.
I'm trying to gosh, this is bothering me now, because I was like, oh, this would be a really funny story to react to.
Guys, I was going to write this poem about you.
I hate you guys.
Where it was just all compliments and like all the things I love about you, but I kind of forgot what I was going to say, but
guys,
it was
nice. I was going to have this celebratory party for our years together.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought, nah.
Oh, man.
A celebratory party for our years together. But it's like, hey, guys, we've been together 4 years
four
and
years.
5 months. Let's throw a party.
We're almost at 5 years.
Well, next May.
Yeah.
I mean, with that logic, you know, we're almost at 20 years, guys.
Yeah, good point. We're getting close. We're technically closer to 20 years than we've ever been in our lives.
Yeah. We're close getting closer to 20 years every second.
Close enough to start planning a party.
Should we plan a 20-year anniversary party for this show?
Sure.
There's not a chance we make it to 20 years. We're getting fired.
I did before.
Come here. Come here. We got a special guest.
Hi, Mitch.
Special guest joining us.
Do you want to be on our podcast?
Yeah, Mitch Rosen.
I've got other plans.
Grab a mic. Grab
Too
a
late.
Mic. This is Mitch Rosen.
Oh, of course.
Getting a phone
Classic.
Call.
No one's phone rings
more. It's Marcy,
more.
Your
so
boss.
So demanding.
Oh, I'm sure.
You have a very demanding
job. As a
salesperson,
I hit decline.
Okay, good.
How can we help
I will
you?
Say, the busiest man, I think, in America, brand manager for 670 The Score, our sister station, the sports station,
why
Mitch
don't
Rosen.
Why don't you ever say brother station?
Mm. Yeah, why? Why don't
good
they?
Question,
yeah, good
right?
question.
Well,
there,
I,
don't
know. I like would, that they're giving would, sister some love.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say I think it would be sexist to assume that a sports station would be a brother. Why couldn't it be a sister?
Mm. You know?
Keep going, Austin.
Which do you do, guys? You guys now air select Chicago Sky games.
Very
too.
Good. You listen
as of this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I
Thank
do
you.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Mitch.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
Is this air in the morning or podcast anytime on demand?
This will go up shortly after we're done with it. This is our show after the show podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We do it once a week. It's like 15, 20 minutes.
Why don't you do it more than once a week?
Because that would be, we're radio people. We can't work too hard.
Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I
yes,
thought
Melissa.
I would tell you, Austin started this podcast instead of with a story coming on and saying, I had a story. Story. I was really good, and I just can't remember what I was going to say.
There was like all this morning. I was like, "Oh, I'm going to start the show after the show podcast with this story because it's funny, and I don't know if I've shared it yet." And now I can't think of
it. So our question for you is, if one of your hosts went on and says, oh, I had this really riveting piece of info about the Cubs,
but I forgot it.
Yeah. You would give them a raise, right?
No, they would go to the principal's office.
Yeah.
Right. Like in sports radio, you know, I say we're in the opinion business.
Yeah.
And if someone goes, I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
You can't be wishy-washy.
You always have an opinion.
You can't ride the fence.
Right. Yeah. We're opinionists.
Sure. Right.
So next time, you don't have to come onto the podcast saying you had a story, but now you don't have a story.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys want my hot sports takes right now?
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Mitch is like, no, I came upstairs to get away from 674. I need a break.
How's everybody doing? It's Thursday.
Great. Did you hear Jed Hoyer talked about me yesterday?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
On his
King Tucker or your Kyle?
No. He was talking about the value
he
that
was
I bring
talking
to the
about
show.
How well this show has done, like the performance of our show, Melissa and Austin. This is what he said.
I do think when we were at our best, Kyle was as best and vice versa. You know, there's no question he had a huge impact on this team. Like I said a bunch of times during the season, like everyone can use a guy like Kyle.
That was really nice of him.
Good editing.
Isn't that great?
Creative editing. I have a question. When are we going back to Vegas?
That's a great question.
Yeah, you tell us.
Mitch,
we'll book our flights.
You're
well,
the
I shouldn't
czar.
Say we because I think Kyle and Melissa, but I'm not sure Austin is welcome back you know, near swimming pools
I'm
and
telling
alcohol.
You. Yeah, he doesn't pay attention to what he's doing when he's drinking
right.
by pools.
Okay, all right.
Margarita Austin.
That's
they do call you that.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, I may or may not have interrupted the Scores
number
live
one
stream.
Rated afternoon show.
Yeah, number one rated afternoon show. Spiegel and Holmes.
Yeah.
I didn't have a shirt on. I was going for a refill of my margarita.
A refill? He wouldn't let go of a
pitcher.
How did that tie in on your babies?
They had ice on the bottom. I couldn't set it down. It would have
ice tipped
over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what?
What?
So I shared some information. There's a man that's kind of courting me. At least these guys say that. I say we're friends. Mm-hmm. I say we're friends.
Normal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because most of them that do go after Mel
normal,
are not normal.
I'm saying the man.
No. I usually don't get normal.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Mel, in fact, attracts the opposite of normal.
Mel
is a walking Seinfeld episode.
What have we learned? What have you shared?
So he took a flight from New York to Chicago because of work.
Oh.
And
you could have said because of you.
Yeah.
Well, he lives here.
Oh,
he was coming off.
Yeah, for sure.
More is coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had a discussion. We've not talked on the phone. We've just pretty much text. And then, and that's not even every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like once a week.
Okay.
And then I had said, oh, everybody I work with has side hustles. I mean, Austin does. Kyle is dog sitting.
Oh,
no. Side hustles.
No.
Side hustles,
for
Mitch.
Money.
Job.
What did you think that I said?
Not side pieces.
Oh,
my God, you dirty minded.
I work in sports.
Okay.
It is a brother station now that way I think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sorry, go ahead.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then on the plane, he took it upon himself to type up a 30-page document very specific to all the different side hustles I could do that would work for me with details on where to go, how to set it up,
Melissa,
how to do it.
30
Melissa,
pages.
You said he was normal.
That's not normal.
What type of occupation? What's his main occupation?
He does interviews and a few other things and documentaries for Amazon.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Very successful guy. Very smart guy from everything we've heard.
You vetted him? He's
no.
Brothers?
But, Mitch, we've been talking about this guy on and off the air for over a year now. His name on the show is Mr. Miami because he lives and works in Miami.
Allegedly.
And, well, he lives here. He works in Miami.
Well, sorry. He lives here, but
when
works
will
in Miami.
The first in-person meeting be?
Well, we went to a friend's dinner.
Oh, so you've met him in person.
Yeah.
And it's not only a text relationship.
No. Mitch, let's go to the backstory.
I've known
backstory.
Him for like 20 years.
She's known him for a long time.
More is coming out on
you. Wait.
Kyle, over here, buddy.
Get this, Mitch. Get this.
Yeah.
He was married prior, and as he was going through his divorce, and Mel was friends with him before he got married, and then you know, kind of lost touch a little bit, but stayed like Facebook friends while he was married. When he was going through his divorce, That's when the text messaging started up with Melissa.
I didn't know nothing he was illegal. Divorced. I didn't know.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Yeah.
And, I was the one that reached out. I just said, oh, hey, hi, I haven't talked to you forever. I thought he was still married.
Mm-hmm. He's bought her multiple dinners via DoorDash.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
You know, being away.
Have you two met him?
I have not met him. No,
introduced.
They went out to, you went out to dinner a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And
a friend dinner.
You see,
friend dinner.
You seem underwhelmed.
No, it's just like... I don't know how to explain it. It's just kind of like nothing's happened, and we just chat, and he's super nice.
I will say this about Melissa. She is a very, and I mean this in a positive way. She's very naive to when men are hitting on her, which happens more frequently than I think she realizes. And with all of the signs put in place with
Mr.
Miami.
Is it ever reversed? Do men know when she's hitting on them?
I don't think she hasn't hit on men.
I don't hit on men. And I never have.
No,
I'm not good at it. I suck at
that. She's an independent woman. She loves her independence. She doesn't need a man in her life. But, you know, sometimes...
It's interesting how he's talking for you.
Well, she needs me in
Welcome
her life.
Welcome to my world, Mitch.
I hate to tell you, but I have a little work to do. But any other questions?
It.
This is interesting.
Yeah, the Mr. Miami saga is one of my favorite to follow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kyle?
I got nothing today. I'm riding on the high of Jed Hoyer talking about me. So.
I do think when we were at our best, Kyle was as best and vice versa. You know, there's no question he had
I was
a huge
really
impact
good
on
able.
His team. Like I said a bunch of times during the season, like everyone can use a guy like Kyle.
Thank you.
Mitch, next time
you use a guy like that Kyle. Drop?
I'm getting there.
Yeah. Mitch, next time you talk to Jed, tell him we said thank you.
Yeah,
that was really
I really
nice
meant
of
a lot. I tried my best for the Cubs today.
Press conference, yeah.
Okay. Any good country shows coming up?
Lainey Wilson tomorrow.
Well, I like her. She was on Yellowstone, right?
Yes.
Yep. Look
at this. Bad, huh?
Good job.
Mitch, look at Mitch. You're the brand manager of the wrong station.
Yeah. You're
I'm
going to
pass that along to Marcy.
Hey, I think there's a problem. I don't think my mic's been on the whole time.
Oh, yeah. No, it hasn't. Mitch Rosen, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to Vegas.
Yes.
You and Kyle.
Yeah.
You we'll got be there. It.
In Miami.
Oh, he could be the third
Mike. Look, I'll pay my own way for those margaritas. Mitch Rosen, ladies and gentlemen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That was a drop for margaritas.
Well,
that should
be
the end, right?
What? Should it be the end? You think the air horns should be the end? Okay, so when I play these air horns, we're just done?
Yeah. It's a perfect out. That's our out.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Because then people are like, wait, what was that? What was that?
Well, they never addressed the air horns.
Yeah. What if we, like, if we just play air horns? Are you saying, like it's like a final buzzer, like in a basketball game or something? Like
3, 2, 1.
What did you say just prior to the?
I don't remember. Well, I don't remember what
was,
I say 10 seconds after
it was
leaves
whatever
my
you
mouth.
Said just prior to that, and then you did the air
Mitch
horn.
Mitch Rosen, everybody.
Mitch Rosen, everybody. Bam, 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 bam.
Mel, I can't even remember the story that I had prepared for today's show after the show. You think I can remember what I just said 10 seconds ago?
No.
You should play the air horns every time you forget a story that you're going to tell us.
Okay.
Beginning of the concert.
Oh, and then there were... Oh, wait. Yeah, that's this happens way too frequently.
Wait. I was going to say...
Did you know yesterday... Oh, wait, I forgot.
Oh, my gosh, guys. I got this email I've been meaning to tell you guys about. It's from Megan.
Did you know yesterday I was going to go to take my car to... Oh, wait.
So, when I was 5, Oh, come on.
So,
the end.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.